Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Monday, April 8th, 2024, here are three big things you need to know. One, millions of people will be looking up to the sky today to witness the solar eclipse. First solar eclipse here since 2017, last until 2044. The path of totality across a dozen states, including Ohio, just south of us. Thousands, tens of thousands of people planning to travel to see the historic event. Two, former President Donald Trump says he'll announce today when he believes abortion should be banned after months of not staking out a position on the issue. The presumptive Republican nominee wrote on his social media site Sunday night he plans to issue a statement on abortion and abortion rights sometime today. And number three, President Biden will be in Wisconsin today to announce a new student loan forgiveness program. The planned announcement comes after the Supreme Court stopped his previous attempts at a student debt program almost a year ago. Biden has tried and tried again since being shut down by the Supreme Court. That's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Steve is back tomorrow. You can find the show at Steve Gruber Show on X, stevegruber.com. I'm at scottbertram.com, where I corral all my media doings, and also on X at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Thanks for being alongside. Always new Steve Gruber Show listeners. So very quickly, I'm here at Hillsdale College, where I am the general manager of the award-winning student radio station, WRFH, recently named the 2024 Michigan College Audio Station of the Year. Back-to-back years for that award. That award actually is going up on the wall today. It's being hung on the walls here in the studio. And also I'm a lecturer in journalism here. Host the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend. Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast. For National Review, I host a show called Political Beats. We talk with people in and around politics about their favorite musician or band. Go in-depth on that. Very fun. You can also find it at patreon.com/politicalbeats. New show up today featuring the great Matthew Sweet and his music. Matthew Sweet has a song, Looking at the Sun, so very apropos for Solar Eclipse Day that his show goes up. And then finally, I ask you, urge you, cajole you to check out Wasn't That Special, 50 Years of Saturday Night Live. It's the newest venture. My co-host Christian Schneider and I watching every single episode of SNL ever. And then reporting back to you in podcast form about 2.5 hours each time. We spend half the show talking about the season, what worked, what didn't, what was funny, what wasn't, which cast members were great, which ones were not, and chronicling the show's effect on American culture, American politics, and at least in some cases, when it was really funny. This is not one of those times. Out today, season 20, a very rough season of SNL, and it's out, and it's free today for everyone at wasntthatspecial.com. It'll be out later today. Sign up, give us your email. We'll send you updates on the things we do. If you want more, you can subscribe via the Substack at wasntthatspecial.com, but please join us. It's a ton of fun. Story right at the top of foxnews.com today. Protesters in Dearborn, Michigan shouted death to America and death to Israel during an international rally held in the town. And we have some of the audio here. Hooray, hooray. This first cut is from activist Tarek Bazzi. This is in Dearborn, Michigan yesterday. Some of it I'll sort of repeat because it's in the background, the chanting and the shouting. This is happening here in Michigan. This is happening here in Dearborn. This is happening over the weekend as Americans shout, death to America, death to Israel. This is activist Tarek Bazzi yesterday in Dearborn. Cut one.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
That's death to America in the background there being chanted, shouted, death to America.
Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth." And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant "Death to Israel" has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
That's death to Israel. Death to Israel. And that's the first little bit of Dearborn, Michigan yesterday. No one's going to pay attention to this in the mainstream media. No one's going to ask questions. No one's going to ask the Biden administration about this left flank. Why is the Biden administration choosing to cater to people like this? That's a question that should be asked. Second cut yesterday from Dearborn, Michigan, Imam Usama Abdul Ghani. This is yesterday again, Dearborn, Michigan, cut two.
Imam Khomeini recognized that Israel is an evil settler colonialist project. He realized it is a cancer, and he established this day. Israel, before this, brothers and sisters, was a sacred cow. Nobody could criticize Israel. Everybody was terrified of being anti-Semitic. Everybody was afraid of them. But now the people of conscience very openly will criticize Israel. They recognize Israel for what it is. Israel is ISIS. They are Nazis. They are fascists. They are racist. The people of the world now know this.
All right, we can cut that off. That's one of the kids getting involved and shouting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They got Imam there, Usama Abdul Ghani. Yeah. People were really afraid to be critical of Israel in the past. No one said anything bad about Jews in the past. Israel is Nazis. This sort of rhetoric is happening here, literally here in Michigan, in Dearborn, over the weekend. FoxNews.com has the story. And, you know, the New York Times, how Gaza protesters are challenging Democratic leaders. You have rallies and protests like that one yesterday. And the interpretation of that is not sort of digging into why people are chanting death to America, death to Israel, but how protesters are challenging Democratic leaders. Can you imagine some of the coverage of 2016, 2020 in the same way? Go to Charlottesville, say, how protesters in Charlottesville are challenging Republican leaders. That's not the way these things were covered back then. No one's going to ask about this rally yet. Well, Peter Ducey might, I suppose, in the White House. But why does the administration feel the need to cater to protesters who are shouting death to America? It makes no rational sense. It is not a majority position nor anywhere close in America. But they are very fearful of losing those fringe voters on the left. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say,
Tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.